of unsung heroes out there working, and those are pizza delivery boys and gals. That's right. They are keeping us fed. Here's Pizza Boy USA going out the eve. Another fine occupation, keeping the world alive.
He's the new sensation in the nation, Pizza Boy USA. He's the flying saucer innovation, Pizza Boy USA. He's getting ready now, listen to that crowd. He's a Pizza Boy USA. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the Pizza Boy. Look at it fly. Toss a pizza, roll a pizza up and all around the Pizza Boy. Oh, what a guy. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Up and all around the Pizza Boy. Look at it go. Make a dance, take a chance. Up and all around the Pizza Boy. He's no schmo. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. Up and all around the Pizza Boy. Look at it go. Make a dance, take a chance. Up and all around the Pizza Boy. He's no schmo. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA. They love him so when he flips that dough. He's Pizza Boy USA.
potatoes, cabin on my vine. Man, I got a special plan resting on my mind. Now I don't eat no cabbage sprouts, bring this out of here. I never found a rooster till I caught one in my beard. Been digging my potatoes, cabin on my vine. Man, I got a special plan resting on my mind. Cabbage sprouts, bring this out of here. I never found a rooster till I caught one in my bed. Been digging my potatoes, trapping on my vine. Man, I got a special plan resting on my mind. I got my 40 clover all peeled and dry. I got a black cat bone. I got to hang that out. I've been digging my potatoes, cabin on my vine. Yeah, I got a special plan resting on my mind.
To say to you.
Cool it, cats. Granny's gonna lay a few words on us.
Go, Granny.
Well.
All you youngins should be home doing chores.
What'd she say, Shell?
Home, man. That's like your pad.
No, the other word. Chores.
Granny, what's chores?
Fetching, toting, digging taters, digging Rudy Bakers.
What'd she say, Shell?
She's too far out for me, man. That chick digs things I never heard of. Hey, Granny, clue us in on this taters and Rudy Bakers bit.
Yeah, we want to dig them, too.
Yeah. Well, that's much better.
How do you do it?
Ellie, get up here and show them how to dig taters.
Dig taters?
Yeah, chick, we've never dug them.
Lay it on us. Well, all right. It's real easy. Do it like this.
Oh, no, Ellie. You ain't dug taters in so long you forgot how. Let me show you how it's done. You gotta put some swing in it, like this. In the ground. Shake the dirt, fling it. That's what you call digging taters. See? He's getting it. Now you're making them taters fly.
Hey, cats, this is the wildest.
Hey, what a beat.
This chap's the Watusi.
Granny, you are the queen chick of all time.
Somebody
sweet baby's gone. Now my life is so hard. Since she's been gone, I don't know what to do. I just hang my head and cry. The low-down dirty blues. Somebody call that old laundryman and tell him I want him to wash all my stuff away.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is shake my head. You might not believe it is true, but working at the end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini in my highbrow society news, cause I got them steadily depressing low down mind medicine working at the car wash.
You know, as much as Jim Croce's music has been dated, that song still is kind of fun. Working at the Car Wash Blues, Jim Croce. And yeah, that was his 1970s thing. Before another 70s thing, Car Wash from the movie Car Wash. And let's see if I can remember everything I played. Man, that was a lot of requests, a lot of fun stuff. We heard, Rose Royce doing Car Wash from the movie Car Wash. And the movie's pretty crazy. It's funny. Professor Irwin Corey is in there. And that guy was in a bunch of stuff. He'd be in anything if I ever check this guy out. Professor Irwin Corey. He was a character actor from the 1970s. He never broke character. He was always this crazy, wild-haired professor. And before that, we heard Fenton Robinson, a couple from the Kelvs, Laundry Man. And we also heard James Cotton, Digging My Potatoes. And then between all that, we heard Granny, Irene Ryan, and the cast from Beverly Hillbillies, Digging Taters. And we started off with, we had Garbage Man by the Cramps and Pizza Boy USA. So unpleasant jobs, but jobs nonetheless. And what they call like a menial task job. They can just kind of shut their brain off and just kind of do that, and then they don't have to worry about anything. There's something to be said about, like, you know, just bagging groceries, heavy stuff on the bottom. I worked in a grocery store for 2 days. I couldn't take it. We were living in El Paso, and I was looking for something to do. I was just hanging out down there, and then I said, hey, why don't you work in the grocery department? You can stock shelves at night. And I'm like, ah, okay. Doesn't sound very hard. You know, put the new stuff in front, the old stuff in back. And so I'm working there, and it is crazy busy. Getting the cans, then you move around, then you move around, then you go, no, that's got to go in front. No, you can't go past this line. No, you have to do this. And then this is the crazy part. They say, you know what? Everybody here works 2 or 3 hours overtime off the clock, so we can have good numbers for the boss. I was like, pardon me? He says, yeah, we work a couple hours for free so we can, you know, get good numbers for the boss. And then those numbers never go down because the last guy before you was doing that same job. And if they look at productivity, they go, wow, this guy did an extra 3 hours of work. How did he manage to do that in that same amount of time? Well, he stayed over 3 hours. I remember getting my paycheck. It was like $40 for 2 days. It wasn't good. It was steadily depressing and low down on my messing. And that's the thing. I won't even go to a car. I like automatic car washes. I don't like this. I know this is weird. I just get very strange. I feel very uncomfortable. Someone wiping my car down for me. Somebody carrying my luggage. Somebody doing things for me that I could easily do. Even though I know it's a job and you should be, you know, employment and this and that. But man, I would always go to the automatic car wash rather than have somebody, you know, wipe my car down. And just see that, you know, just watching them work is just like, ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, doesn't make me feel good. I think there's some people who like that idea of subservience, you know? But for me, it just ooks me out, man. I should tell you some things. Holy moly, I should tell you some stuff. Holy noly moly. Guacamole. All right, so you want this, right? You want to take those tough classes in high school, right? You need them to succeed in college. So, you know, when you go to college, and then you go to college, and then you can work at the car wash. That's brought to you by the American Council on Car Washes. So know how to go. Take them tough classes, like how to use rubbing compound and how to get those bugs out of the windshield. I think that's a two course credit there, right there. And then you end up with about $100,000 in student loan debt. The end. All right, let's see what else we got here. I'll tell you about working. I got that high school diploma thing. Finish your diploma. There you go. And you can always work at Goodwill. That's right, Goodwill. They have programs for folks, and you can work there. And, you know, honestly, the best thing about Goodwill is you see the stuff as it comes in. You know, you see the stuff as it comes in. People donating stuff. You just go, hey, wow, I can get a few bucks for this on eBay. Look at this, a Jim Croce record. And now I'll just put that in the nickel records. All right, when you donate to Goodwill, you help sell your stuff and you give people a job like yourself. There you go. And you donate to the Goodwill and you make the man money. You make the man at the top a bunch of money. There you go. American success story. American success story. Being that man on top. And that's going to happen down the line with this here thing. We're going to get to the last bit of the pyramid of civilization, and that is rulers. Kings, and I'm going to put bosses in there too. You know, the big boss, you know. I never want, ugh, man, being a boss, I don't know. Because then there's always a boss over the boss. And the boss over the boss expects you to be his goon. You got to do all the dirty work. You know, so the boss doesn't even have it good. You know, the boss doesn't even have it good. The boss is like, okay, you got to fire that guy. Well, you fire him. You're the, no. I'm paying you, Mr. Middle Management, to go and fire that guy. And getting fired from a job, I don't think I've ever got fired from a job. I left a lot of jobs. But I always left before I got fired. Remember, rule number one in life, leave before you get fired. You can't fire me, I quit. It's just when things are starting to go south, that's when you quit. And then this way, it's just like, remember, if at first you don't succeed, just leave. There's other stuff you can do. All right, let's get into farmers. Very important farmers. That's right. Whole civilization was built on the idea that we reevaluated our agriculture. And we got to learn how to mass produce food. And farmers, man. So today is the essential workers, the very base, the stronghold of the pyramid of civilization. And let's get into some farmers. Farmer John, the Saicha Zombo, directly. I should tell you about some shows on this station, too. I should do that, shouldn't I? Yeah, I'll do that. All right, let's do this. Let me tell you about... Law and Disorder. Where's Law and Disorder? Did that disappear? There it is. Law and Disorder, a weekly independent radio program that gives listeners a legal perspectives on issues concerning civil liberties. That's right. And schlibbity dibbities. And privacy and the right to dissent and practices in the U.S. government. Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., 8 a.m., 7 to 8 a.m. And that reminds me, Polkamaniacs will be playing a benefit for the ACLU. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday with a band called Last Night on Earth at Trace Brewery. So that'll be a lot of fun. And that is a benefit for the ACLU. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Gotcha? Yeah. And then we got my buddy Pinckney Hall. Love me old some Kenny Joe. Tune in to Pinckney Hall. You're going to hear them tender ditties that lighten the soul and body, the spirit, and give you them to build strong bodies 12 ways. Fridays. To 8 to 9. That's sad. He only has 1 hour. But he goes, Zombo, I'm going to go a little long today. Can I go 2 minutes longer? I got a 3-hour show, which is probably about 20 minutes of actual material. No, you can go an extra minute, Kenny Joe. All right, Farmer John, the Searchers, let's get into some farming.
does cook my hair.
Mama John, this leaf gonna talk to.
American Bandstand on a Saturday. It's guest time, and this, of course, I guess, is, along with the Bobby Freeman record, certainly one of the hottest records of the last few weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the premieres with Farmer John.
Yeah.
Sugar Nishi, I'm a chicken farmer, but I've decided to go into politics and run for Congress in my district.
Well, that's very nice. What is your problem?
Well, sir, it's my son. He's got mixed up with some of them hippies and started to smoke that marijuana stuff.
Oh, how terrible.
Well, I finally talked some sense into the kid and made him give it up.
Yes, well, that's very nice. What is your problem?
Well, sir, I took that marijuana stuff away from him and threw it into the trash barrel out in back of the house.
Yes, yes. What is your problem?
Well, you see, sir, all my chickens got into the trash barrel and ate the marijuana. Now I got hundreds of chickens weaving around in the backyard crazy, and all of them are just giggling and kissing each other.
Well, that's very nice, but what is your problem?
Well, my problem is this. How can I go out and talk my constituents into electing me for Congress with a coop full of chickens all marijuana'd up?
Well, that's very simple. Just tell your voters that if you're elected, you'll give them pot in every chicken.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do prayed for a better year, and the crops were good like the Lord did here, but his barn burned down with winter near. The answer came in white and black, in the farmer's almanac it says, if a man could have half his wishes, he could double his trouble. A sweet old lady was 84 when her kinfolks came for a month or more. Now from overwork she's on the other shore. Much too late was y'all come back, and it says in the farmer's almanac, it says, visitors and fish smell after 3 days. Our leader was a silver-tongued man. He deceived the people of the land, and when he got caught, he couldn't stand. It's a little off beat and a little off track, but it says in the farmer's almanac, it says, in rivers and bad government, the lightest things float to the top. Rod said, I don't believe in God. Rod died and lies beneath the sod, for God did not believe in Rod. Life is a troubled and a weary track, but it says in the farmer's almanac, it says, feed your faith and your doubts will starve to death. The little boy followed the honeybee, and it flew straight to the honey tree. He got stung but got the honey free. Consolation for the things you lack is in the farmer's almanac. It says, God gives us the darkness so we can see the stars. He came home 3 hours late from work, said, I had a flat and fell in the dirt. She said, and got lipstick on your shirt. Well, it turned out like Jill and Jack, and it says in the farmer's almanac, it says, lies have to be covered up. Truth can run around naked. He said, honey, you know I'm true. I just look at other women, that's all I do. Then she caught him with her best friend, Peggy Sue. Sometimes some women will look back, and it says in the farmer's almanac, it says, there's a lot of difference in window shopping and shoplifting. I sat down at a shoeshine stand. I had a real slow shoeshine man. I said, you don't pop that rag like some of them can. He looked at me and then he said right back, it says in the farmer's almanac, it says, the trouble with the world today is there's too much popping and not enough shine.
Yeah, now that is a farming journey for you there. Yes, all right, Johnny Pay Toilet. Johnny Cash. Farmer's Almanac. Before that, we heard Farmer John. The original version was by Don and Dewey. Oh, man, those guys just killed it. And then we heard the Premiers that made a 60s hit out of it. And then the Searchers did it in German. And took it over to Germany and made some success with that as well. Everybody got paid except Don and Dewey. Damn it. All right, Mr. Farmer, the seeds. And we heard, Chicken Farmer with a Problem, which is Bill Dana, who is a comedian from the 1960s, 70s. And let's see what else we heard. We heard, Pig Farmer by Lars Vegas. And we're going to get back into farming a little bit more. Then they're going to get back into more of the, I got some songs about slavery. And Louis C.K. had something interesting to say. He said, slavery is just horrible. He says, but all the great accomplishments, it's fascinating. He goes, how'd they make that pyramid? We just threw some slaves on there. How do we make this big railroad? Oh, we just threw a bunch of slaves on it. How did you make this? Oh, just threw a bunch of slaves on it. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah. But it is believable. Humans are we're a weird species, man. And there's some weirder than others. You know, that's the thing. Just when you lose all faith in humanity and think, man, What a bunch of rotten scoundrels human beings are. You kind of run across the person and go, wow, that person, that's a good soul right there. You know, there's always that one or two people you run into that go, that's a good person. I mean, a much better person than me. I'm like, damn, how can you be that good of a person? And then they get crushed. They get crushed and put on the trash heap. Damn it. Then the garbage man comes and gets them. How about that? How's that for a turnaround for that? How about that? I got another garbage man song. That'd be fun to follow up with that. Yeah, I do have a garbage man song. Andrea Colburn, Zombo in Your Brain. And we are digging through. What makes civilization civilization? The pyramid of civilization. And we didn't get here overnight. But, you know, tribalism, that was before. There's still some semblance of, you know, a pecking order. You know, there was always a chief. There was always somebody in charge. You know, there's always somebody. I don't know. But it's a very, very... then again, what would you want? Anarchy? Anarchy looks good on the T-shirt. But, I mean, do you really want anarchy? You know, I mean, I don't. I mean, I don't like a lot of stuff. I don't like dictators. I could dictators, but I don't dictators. And then, I don't like that. And then, you know, then I don't like, you know, free-for-all. Because with the free-for-all, it's always the and that's why religion was involved. You know, to keep the free-for-all from the brutes and the strongest people. Because remember, the weak people work for the strong. The strong people work for the clever. It's just like the animal kingdom. You know, try and trick the strong person into, you know, doing your bidding. Mm-hmm. By the time you figure life out, it's over. That's the hilarious part. And some people don't even bother trying to figure it out. Because there is an awful lot of pointlessness trying to figure life out. You know, it's trying to make sense out of nonsense. But you got to have some fun with it. The mere joyous moments of just kind of kicking back. Taking that deep breath, you know. Having a delicious sandwich. Taking a nap. Oh, man. That's living. But let's get back to work, garbage man. Andrea Colburn.
Through all of your memories. rocks out here on the chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hear it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Break this chain off the rung. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shaded. Lord, show his heart in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Breaking rocks out here. Oh, I've been working and working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
Captain, well, a man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let a steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Gonna die with a hammer in my hand. Then he took John Henry to the tunnel, put him in the lead to dry. The rock so tall, John Henry so small, that he lay down.
To the tunnel, they buried him in the sand. the table. Wednesday, damn, not complain. My heart has collapsed on the tracks of a runaway train. Just whisper his name, and here comes Sunday Swain. Good night.